This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So, Joe and Mika told us no less than the return of Hitler.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump won. But now they want to hang out with him.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all good. Ratings plunge down the elevator shaft at MSNBC and CNN, down a shocking 50% since the election on a night-by-night basis in primetime on MSNBC. And suddenly, Joe and Mika want to meet with Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why? Because Comcast is trying to sell them. And you could tell us, you ever see one of those ISIS hostage videos?
Yeah, sadly, yes.
Sadly, yes, yeah. And you know, the ISIS guys will be like standing behind the hostage, and the hostage will be saying all kinds of crazy stuff that you're like, yeah, he doesn't believe that. Right. Well, it was kind of like that. The Joe and Mika video, talking about how they were so glad and gracious to see, have a chance to talk to Trump. You can almost see the Comcast executives standing behind them with guns. You can almost see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Comcast executives, by the way, are just trying to show potential buyers, because they've decided to jettison MSNBC, that it's not as insane as it might have sounded before the election. Like MSNBC can be sane. They could take their meds. They could have a good day. You know what I'm saying? Like, take off the straight jackets. No more Hitler fantasies. So they trotted Joe and Mika out to go see Trump. Now, before I play this, let's play just a small sample of what MSNBC sounded like before the election so you can appreciate the pivot.
As important as Trump's fascism is, and is the lead story every day, his cozying up to dictators, his obsession with Hitler that has now come out, what he has said about our veterans, and what he wants to do with the military against his political adversaries, it's all huge news. This is the future that we're looking at in the next Trump term, if there is one. But this is what voters know right now, that he is killing us. I'm talking about us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, whatever. None of that's true, by the way. Made up silly stuff. Okay, listen to them this week, Lee. Post 50% ratings decline and for sale sign in the window.
Joe and I went to Mar-a-Lago. It was the first time we have seen him in 7 years.
We didn't see eye to eye on a lot of issues, and we told him so.
What we did agree on was to restart communications. My father often spoke with world leaders with whom he and the United States profoundly disagreed.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so former GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley, no friend of Trump's and Trump's no friend of hers, actually went on Charlemagne the God and said, no, 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 they don't want to be friends. She said, this is just about ratings.
Yeah. And it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, and look, it's the same thing with The View, where you had the ABC News execs come out and go, you know, maybe we need to have some Trump supporters on The View.
Who would want to do that? I mean, that show should be called The Spew.
I know, really. I would only go in there, like, you know, with a partner. That's the only way I'd go. I mean, because you know what I mean?
I think you'd need, what's the guy's name on Fox, Tyrese?
Yeah.
The wrestler? Yeah. That's the guy. That's the person I'd want to partner with there, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, speaking of, though, did you see any of the Madison Square Garden return, the MMA?
Oh, yeah.
And Laura Ingraham really nailed it. She said that, I wrote it down because the way she put it was so true, that Trump and Musk and Tulsi Gabbard and all of them entered Madison Square Garden like conquering gods, like conquering heroes.
Right.
And how remarkable it was, she said, that, look, I mean, 6 months ago, and she flashed it up on the screen, and I remember it because I made such a big deal out of it at the time, Trump was on trial.
Mm-hmm.
And he would come out and give these updates, right, where he would blister them.
Yep.
And the only people standing by him were Secret Service. That was it. He was alone. I mean, the rest of the space behind him was like there was nothing there.
And that
I was,
and his attorney.
Yeah, his attorney. And I was screaming, like, if we were doing this to the Democrats, they'd be standing there in mass. There'd be Democrat governors. There'd be Chuck Schumer. Oh, yeah. There'd be all the Democrat leaders, and they'd be screaming bloody murder fascism in the streets. And Trump was alone. I said, somebody going to stand next to him? Somebody of heft and weight? He was utterly alone. And what made it possible is he was completely abandoned by our leaders, by our speaker, by our majority leader, just left. And then I started screaming that. And then I was, you know, hoping it would get picked up by somebody. And surely, eventually, a couple people started showing up. Vivek Ramaswamy. Then Mike Johnson, to his credit, did go out there and stand by him. And then the crowd got a little bigger and a little bigger and a little bit. He wasn't standing alone. Nobody wanted to be standing by Donald Trump. And in fairness, Lee, they were afraid to. I mean, you stand by Donald Trump right there, you might get charged yourself. Yeah. I mean, that's how crazy these people are.
Right.
And so, you know, nobody stood by him to this, where you have, you have the heavyweight champion of the evening trying to give his belt to Trump. The crowd goes wild when he walks in. And think about this is Madison Square Garden, right? That's supposed to be Nazi, right? Like Nazi rally territory, like total shame. If you have a rally there, then it's Nazi somehow. And what? They treat him like a rock star. This is the total vanquishment of the left and the lie that they are the majority and we are some extremist minority that needs to be crushed.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And you saw it right there. It was awesome.
And I think this whole thing with the MSNBC host mimics to me the whole situation with Biden welcoming Trump to the White House, where, you know, just days before he'd been saying that, you know, Trump was a fascist, you know, threat to democracy, all the usual, you know, vile things that Biden had said about Trump. And it's like, hey, we're good. It's all good. We'll have a smooth, peaceful transition of power. We're good. It's all right. You know, how do you reconcile that?
Well, Megyn Kelly in a viral clip was trying to. She said, well, they're obviously lying. So which version was the
right, the, exact, the lie.
The lie.
Here I think we know.
Yeah, here she is. I mean, that's what she's saying.
Let him know that we will continue to speak truth to power and push back hard when called for.
Oh, please.
As we have with all presidents.
Don't be mistaken. We're not here to defend or normalize Donald Trump. We're here to report on him.
I searched for a way to respond appropriately, and I called on my 10 years as a litigator in addition to my now 20 as a journalist, and I think I found the perfect phrase, go f*** yourselves. Go f*** yourselves, you dishonest jokes of faux journalists. What an absurd farce that was, Glenn. Which one was insincere? He's Hitler? Or now we're going to speak truth to power and find a way of speaking to and working with Donald Trump? Which one was a lie?
Yeah.
And I don't think Megyn Kelly is a huge Trump fan either.
No. I mean, they've had their issues.
Yes. But, you know, it's just... I just... You know, where you go to get your credibility back? Well, you don't. You don't have any credibility.
You know what's really interesting, though? I was just talking to one of our sales folks downstairs, and I actually had the same conversation with our engineer, and they've got liberal friends freaking out, going, oh, no, I'm going to... And they're just talking him down. No, you're not. Yeah. That was fake. You'll see it was fake. It's going to be okay. Calm down. It's all right. And you know what's really interesting? There is a new study out there, and this gives me so much hope. It's actually an Axios liberal publication. It's called The Game of Telephone Election. And it says the way people have gotten news is completely changed in like 18 months, and it's not the same as it was before. In fact, it's not the same as it's ever been. And what they say is it's a profound shift, and that information trickles from primary sources to news media, to non-journalist media, including YouTubers, podcasters, TikTokers, and X accounts, and eventually to conversations between family and friends. Mm-hmm. And so the number one information source now is family and friends. What are they saying? What do they think? What are they seeing online? Oh, and here's a link to it.
Yeah. But do they click on the link? That's the only, my only real concern is that we as a nation, and I'm guilty of this as well, we don't dig deep enough into the story. We look at a headline and react to it.
Well, you know what, though? I think that's changing. I really believe that.
I hope so.
Let me tell you, because I'm looking at Topic Pulse right now. You know I'm addicted to Topic Pulse.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that for you.
Yeah, no, I am, because I want to know what people see. How much of what's real do they see? What hits, right? And I mean, when you look at just the last couple of hours, it's dead on. It's exactly what the news is. I mean, do you realize number 8 is the Democrats trying to steal the election in Pennsylvania? No. In the nation? Which tells me they're getting it. Yeah. They're beginning to get real news. And I really think, I am a huge believer, Lee, in capitalism and marketplace competition. I really am.
Oh, absolutely.
I think the best, most correct voices will rise. They will get the most clicks and hits. And I think they will become predominant in the algorithms. And I also think Community Notes has done a huge service as well, where you literally have many, many, many voices chiming in. And they, most of the time, those community notes are dead on. And the left gets to weigh in and the right gets to weigh in on X, and it produces an accurate result. So I'm very excited about this. I think we got a chance. I think we're democratizing news.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.